You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jer, we have jam phone lines.
Let's see
who's going to stay on the line and talk to us, even if we get a winner. The ones who hang up are the ones that we know purely want the prize.
Yeah, don't be rude. Don't hang up.
Let me see. I'm going to write these names down. We have Janine, Caitlin, we have Jordan, and Jordan. Two Jordans. Back-to-back Jordans.
Jordan squared.
Christina and John. Dear John.
All right, we'll
see. All right,
see.
Who was first? Janine was the first one in, though. Hey, Janine, what are you up to today?
Hey, morning. Not much. Just working right now.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Yeah, what do you do?
I am a spending account specialist. So I handle health savings accounts, flexible spending accounts, commuter,
That
kind of stuff. Exciting work.
A lot of numbers going on in your day.
It is. And I tend to math too hard.
I was going to say, you don't want to screw any of that up, you know?
No, because then I don't hear the end of it.
I bet.
That's funny. I love that you made math a verb. That's fantastic. I math too hard. That's really good. I'm not even sure what you're doing. I mean, you told me what you're working with, but I don't even know what your job is. I can't figure out what you're actually doing.
So I answer a lot of questions to people that either they've submitted documentation for a claim on a spending account, and if the claim is denied, I explain to them why and how come and how they can correct it. Or, you know, when people make changes to their accounts, how quick the changes take effect,
right.
How fast they
notice Let's see how well you know your stuff. What's the maximum contribution to an HSA account for an individual this year?
$4,150.
How about a family?
$8,300.
You know your stuff. You're good. All right.
Wow.
I trust
she
you.
She just mathed you right under the table.
Mathed me right in the face.
Well, let's play some rattle off. Let's see how you do. All right? See if you got any brain cells left after all that mathing that you're doing. Let's see if you can figure this out. 10 seconds, Janine. And everyone else, stay on hold, even if we get a winner. We want to talk to all of you. We were just talking about this lovely state during our trending report because they say it's one of the most normal states in America. We question that. So in 10 seconds, Janine, give us 5 cities or towns that you would find in the normal state of Florida. 5 cities or towns in Florida. Ready and go.
St. Augustine, Daytona, Tampa, Sarasota, Palm Beach, Naples, Key West, Panama City.
Is that all you got?
What's funny about all of that is that you nailed all of that and you didn't even throw in Miami, which is really interesting to me. But
hey,
it doesn't matter because you're a winner!
Oh, that's awesome!
It is awesome!
I can't wait.
Dang.
Yeah, we're sending you up the hill, so yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have an uncle and a few cousins that live in Florida, so I know it very well.
Yeah, you were super quick, so good job.
You're a rock star. All right, listen, hold on. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so one of the Jordans hung up, so they only wanted the prize.
John,
they don't care about
us.
And John hung up. They are only interested.
Oh, there goes Caitlin.
Caitlin hung up, only wanted the prize. But you know what? The other Jordan stuck around. This is the Jordan we wanted to talk to. What are you up to today?
That's right. You know, I'm just driving home. I did a little bit of work this morning. And listen, that is like the easiest question. I was sitting here nervous thinking you guys are going to be like, what are the 5 middle names of 5 U.S. presidents? And she gets 5 states in Florida. I could have done that.
Oh, buddy. Well,
you see, middle names, there's Quincy and Milhouse, Delano.
Yeah.
Delano is 3. Wasn't John F. Kennedy Fitzgerald? John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
Fitzgerald, Fitzpatrick, Fitzgerald, I don't know.
John Fitz something.
Your 10 seconds are already up.
It's already up.
You're both lost. You know? And what's this about Illinois being a normal state? I'm from Illinois. Do you know how many of our governors have been put in jail? Illinois is not a normal state.
Who was the one from like 10 or 15 years ago that was like in the news every day? Who was that criminal who went to jail? What was his name?
I forget. He's got like a Slavic last name. And then George Ryan's in jail. And
Oh my God! Everyone, I have no idea.
You know, yeah, become governor, they get like eaten by the mafia.
I was in Illinois last summer. We spent some time in Springfield, and we couldn't get it out of there fast enough.
Blagojevich, sure. Yeah. Rod Blagojevich.
Oh, Blagojevich! That's right, the dude with the hair. He's in prison down at Quincy and Kipling. He's in that prison.
Okay. Is he still there?
I think he's still there, isn't he?
Get a load of this, Illinois Jordan. The headline of this story says 4 of Illinois' past 10 governors went to prison. 40% of your governors go to prison.
Yeah. You think we're normal.
But you're normal.
More normal than Colorado, apparently.
Apparently you are, yeah.
Well, at least I moved here and I'm free to walk around. So.
What brought you to Colorado from the land of Lincoln?
Yeah, so I left the land of Lincoln after college, and I was in Atlanta for about 15 years. But I'm a real estate investor out here, so I love.
Hey, look at you!
Love being able to invest in the real estate and enjoy the beautiful sunshine instead of 300 days of sun versus Illinois 300 days of doom and gloom clouds. So,
tell us about. Do you own a bunch of property then?
Yeah, so we buy, flip, sell here locally, and then in several other states. We have a lot of vacation rentals and long term rentals.
What's that's the next market that you think is going to be the one to explode?
So we just invested a lot in Kansas City, and then we're starting to invest in Milwaukee. So the key with those is you don't want these like really niche markets like Breckenridge or Vail. You don't want these big cities like Nashville or Scottsdale. You want to find cities that have strong year-round sports presence. They have events that are going to be there. They have a lot of conventions, things like that, that people are going to come to the city. So mid-level cities, Kansas City, you got Milwaukee, you've got Tampa, you've got cities like that. Those are, we find, the booming cities.
That's very wise.
Are you doing, so you're doing residential, not business, you're doing residential?
Commercial, all residential. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Milwaukee.
Man.
I would have thought that Milwaukee was going to be booming, but I guess it will. Good for you.
We're
glad that you called. Thanks for staying on the line and chatting with us. And, Jordan, we hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Hey, you guys as well. Take care, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you. He's right. I mean, cities and towns in Florida, that was pretty easy.
That was easy, but now.
Well. And Christina stayed on the line because she's cool. Hey, Christina, good morning. What are you up to today?
Good morning. Just working, and I got through, so I was like, so happy, but then,
you still get to have a little chit chat. We still get to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah,
we just like our listeners to keep us company. Jeremy and I talk all morning to each other. That's why we like to mix it up. We like to have you call.
Yeah.
You know. Actually, I just started listening to y'all because I make the drive from Castle Rock to Wheat Ridge every day.
God!
How long does that take you?
Like 45 to an hour. If it's after 7, and over an hour.
I bet. Yeah. God. So do you work in Wheat Ridge? Wheat Ridge?
Yeah. No. So my son goes to school. It's just I didn't have the heart to take him out of school. You know, the last month I was like, I'm not gonna. It's kind of messed up.
Would be messed up.
So when he starts this fall or in August or whatever, he'll be going to school down in Castle Rock or whatever.
And then he was under depression. He was just like, I just don't know if I want to come to this school next year. And I was like, I looked at him and I was like, we ain't doing this next year.
You don't have a choice, dude. That's really
this
good.
Is so funny. Those dots a lot. It's like, you're going to do this, right? No,
that's too much.
The mommy Christina taxi service is coming to an end.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah. My other job, they were like, you can stay down there. And I'm like, good, awesome. So,
what is your other job? What do you do? How do you make a paycheck?
Oh, I'm a dog groomer, so I groom dogs for a living.
Oh, you can do that anywhere.
Yeah. So it's pretty, you know, it's mobile. So I go wherever I'm needed.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I need a cat groomer right now. Our last one bailed on us, and man, I'll tell you, and it's not cheap. Like, what do you charge? Average, because I know it varies on a lot of these. Average dog grooming price. What are you getting these days?
So mobile, you're not going to pay less than $100. But for like you know, salon, you're going to be like 75 to, I mean, it just depends on the dog, the big dogs, you know, golden sure. doodles are going to be more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
what's the one dog you hate cleaning?
The one dog I have a husky German Shepherd, but I do not like husky.
That is thick hair. That is thick, dense hair.
And they scream at you the whole time. I'm like,
yeah.
All right. I'll just say this because I know this will hurt some people and offend some people and piss some people off. I don't care. Huskies, I think, are beautiful, but they have crazy eyes. You
they
look
do
into
have,
the
yeah.
eyes of a husky, and they look like psychopaths to
like
me.
White. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
there's Aussies are the same way, though, too.
What are?
I don't know. Australian Shepherds with those eyes, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I guess I just don't see enough of those, but the Huskies you see all over the place, and I see those, and I'm like, that's a serial killer right there with those eyes.
They are the closest to cats, so, you know, they are the closest to cats in personality. So.
And cats are murderers, so.
I mean, how many times have you been bit?
Like five.
Oh, not too bad then. That's not too bad. No big deal.
I've been bitten by dogs like five times. all right.
How about by humans?
Yeah. well,
not
we're not
counting
talk
last
about
night.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that. Okay.
Not last night.
Much more than five.
Oh, Christina, you are charming and delightful. Thank you for staying on the line and chatting with us. We hope you have a great day and drive carefully. Okay.
All right. You too.
See you later.
Thank you. You know, think about it. She's like taking her kid up to Wheat Ridge, but then you got to pick him up later.
I know. That's horrible.
So that's two round trips a day from Castle Rock to Wheat Ridge.
Horrible.